Hi. I've been looking for you. No, I'm fine. I'm more than fine. You're really close. You look so worried. Your eyes are so big. No, I'm fine. I am out of it. Yeah, I am. I'm out of it. It's sit down. No, I don't wanna. I sit down next to you. Yes, I will sit down next to you. Hi. Where've I been? Where have I been? It's sort of fuzzy. No, no, I didn't take anything. I don't remember taking anything. It's fuzzy. And you're really close. Oh, you smell good. You smell really, really good. That's kind of unfair. Did I tell you that before? That you smell unfair? Just, oh, I could just breathe you in forever. And what? Didn't take anything. I didn't take anything. Where have I been? I was hunting. I was hunting. I went hunting, and it was good. It was so good. What blood? Oh no, that's not mine. It's not mine. Well, maybe some of it. I thought it would be bloodier. You know, I thought that I would be soaked in it. But I wasn't. It was kind of disgusting though, because you eat it. You shed the when you change, there's I mean you eat it. I ate it. Like jelly. Like meat jelly. With bits of fur. No, sorry. Sorry, I am. It's adrenaline and endorphins and it's a hell of a high. I'm high. No, no one hurt me. Oh, is that why you're so worried? You thought someone hurt me? What? Oh, the blood. The blood. It's not mine. This is not mine. I mean this is from afterwards. Sorry, I was just looking in your eyes. You have such beautiful eyes. They call to me. You call to me. It's like a siren song. Sorry, I'm just staring at you. I'm just staring at you, and you're worried. You're worried. You're so sweet. You're so sweet. That's why I love you. I love you. Oh, you pull back. I was. I was about to kiss you. Oh, you knew that, and that's why you pulled back. Is it the blood? Because I can. It's not the blood. It's. I'm not in my right mind. I'm not Sorry, it's not funny. It's just I am definitely in my right mind. I have never been more in my right mind. I have never been saner. You don't know what a relief it is. It's so quiet. It's just still and quiet. I am so at peace right now. I'm happy. I'm at peace. And I really want to kiss you, so... Oh. Well, that kind of ruins it. I want to pout. Because it was so good. It was perfect. And if we had kissed, it would have been... But you don't want to kiss me, because... Not the blood. It's me. You don't want to kiss me. You want to kiss her. Are you in love with her? Are you in love with Rose? No, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, because we don't talk about it. We don't talk about her. It's not that I don't like her. I hate her. I abhor her. What? My smile. What's wrong with my smile? I thought you liked my smile. You said I had a pretty smile. It's so wolfish. Oh, that's... Sorry. Private joke. My wolfish smile. You haven't seen me smile like that before. Probably because I haven't smiled like that before, because I was always so timid before. So scared. Anxious. I was anxious. So anxious that I was medicated. So many pills to just take the edge off, to not make me so nervy, so jumpy. Only I wasn't anxious. I was just... Let's talk about Rose. Let's talk about the fact that you're in love with her. That you adore her. Let's talk about the fact that you don't love me. As a friend. Oh no, that's just... Please don't say that. I mean... Of course you love me. As a friend. But it's... Not really what I want to hear right now. Oh, that's so thoughtful. That's so sweet. Yeah. So Rose, pretty, sweet, perfect, dead Rose. Did I say dead? I don't know why I said that. I mean, I do know why I said that. Well, we need to talk about her. We need to talk about us and her and how I'm not... Anxious, I mean. Sorry, it's just, I was so chill. I was so happy. I was buzzing. And now I am angry and... Oh no, not at you. A little bit at you, but mostly at her. Although you can't really be angry with someone who's... Yes, I'll get to that. I will get to that. It's just I need a second because... There's that wolfish smell again. So my anxiety, my nerves, it turns out it wasn't anxiety or nerves. I'm not highly strung. I'm just... I've always been on edge. Always. I've always been overwhelmed. Everything was so loud, so busy, so much, just so much, and I couldn't cope. I was the odd one out. I was the only one having a problem, and it was lonely. It was very lonely. Before you, I didn't really have any friends. You're so patient and sweet, and I got medicated because I liked having a friend. And suddenly everything was so dull, and I was so numb. Only I wasn't when it came to you. With you, it was bright and sharp, so sharp. You were the moon in the cloudy sky. So I took my pills. I meditated. And I was functional. But then I discovered something. I wasn't anxious. I just... wasn't human. Well, not completely. I am human. Most of the time, just... it comes with complications. So, you think I'm out of my head. And you're back to looking worried. I love that you worry about me. I love that you care about me. I just wish you cared more. No, I mean, I wish you loved me like you love Rose. Of course I knew, of course. I know you, and I have keen senses, even when I am drugged to a stupor. When it comes to you, I am focused and sharp as my claws. Do you like my new manicure? Okay, I'm going to say something that's going to sound crazy. And that's all right. That's all right. Because it is crazy. It's ridiculous. It's out there. I mean, I'm a werewolf. I'm a werewolf. I can't even say it with a straight face. I can't say it with a straight face. I'm a werewolf. I'm a werewolf. I'm a werewolf. Sorry, I'm a werewolf. And that anxiety, it was just predatory instinct. It was heightened senses. It was the beast. That's why I was always so nervous. I was clueless. I was unknowing. I was alone. I had no one to teach me, to show me, and I suffered for that. Until you, my world was lonely. And no wolf should be alone. But then, you and everything changed, and had something to focus on. And in that focus, despite the drugs, despite the meditation and the therapy, I was one. For the first time in my life, I was one. I wasn't fighting the beast, my beast. I was the beast because I love you. I love you. And I'm jealous. And of course, I knew you loved her. And if you're honest, you knew that I knew. And that is why you kept her secret. You lied. You lied to me. You lied to me, and that broke my heart, and I didn't want to take the pills anymore. I threw them all away. I didn't want to be numb. I wanted to be angry. I wanted to kill her. Wanted to kill. I've never been that jealous before. I've never felt such rage, such base need to kill. I mean, I was a fucking vegan. Oh, I'm not a vegan anymore. I can tell you that. I've been having some very fresh red meat. I like it raw. Sorry. There was a night. A full moon. And you know how I get around a full moon. I'm always so jumpy. Because I'm a werewolf. Weren't I? You know. But I hadn't. I didn't. I don't know why. I don't know if it was the drugs or just me fighting it. But I stopped. Stopped taking the drugs and I stopped fighting it. I stopped fighting that feeling. I have always been uncomfortable in my own skin until I accepted my second skin. And in that full moon, when I accepted it, when I held it close. I didn't fight. I didn't struggle. I didn't resist. It changed. I wish I remembered it. I wish I could tell you what I did. Where I hunted, but I can't. Because all I can remember is the joy, the rapture, the thrill, the freedom. The freedom, the comfort in my own. I'm a fairy. I told you it was a change in medication. Because you noticed, I was suddenly so different. I wasn't twitchy or nervous, I was confident. I was comfortable in my own body. I moved with an animal grace. I was me, at peace. And then Rose decided that we needed to talk. Oh, she didn't tell you about that, did she? She didn't tell you about her plans. Now Rose. She was nice. Very nice. So nice. And if you weren't in love with her, if she wasn't in love with you, we could have been friends. But unfortunately, it didn't quite work out that way. She decided that we needed to talk. To sort things out, because it wasn't fair on you. It wasn't fair that the two most important people in your life were pulling you in different directions. Two most important people in your life. Me and your girlfriend. Your girlfriend. Your... Sorry. Huh. Yeah, not so zen now, am I? Because I'm jealous. And she could see that. Oh, she was so sensitive. So compassionate. She knew that I was in love with you. And she was so certain that I would get over it. Get over you. As nice as she was a fucking idiot. There's no getting over you. You're my mate. My mate. My friend. Only I don't mean friend when I say mate. This blood, the blood that you don't like, the blood that had you worried, it's not mine. Oh, don't say it's hers. Okay, it's not hers. Of course it's hers. It's Rose's blood, and it's red. As red as a red rose in winter. Oh, I didn't mean to do it. I did. Because she wouldn't shut up, so I had to just had to make her shut up. And then, well, turns out it doesn't have to be a full moon for me to change. Who knew? Who knew? I didn't. But again, there's so much that I don't know. I don't have a handle on this wolf thing. I have absolutely no clue what I'm doing. Only some things I don't need to know. I feel them. I feel you. I feel that you are my mate. And by mate, I don't mean my friend. I mean you are my mate. And she... Well, she had to go. And I might have had a little much, a little snack, a little. So little. I ate her all up. I even cracked her bones open and sucked out the jelly. I removed the competition. Because you're mine. You're mine. Oh, I need to see a doctor. I need to see a doctor. Oh, darling. I confess my love. I tell you that you're my mate. I reveal my deep, dark secret. And you want to dope me up again. I don't blame you. Like I said, this is... It's Mm. Mm. You smell sneaky. I know how you smell when you're sneaking, when you're scheming, because, do you remember when you were planning my surprise birthday party? All lives, all the sneaking around, you reeked of sneakiness, and that's how you smell now. You're planning something. Oh, and you're so concerned. You're worried about Rose. You're worried about Rose. You're worried about what I did to her. I killed her. And then I ate her. That's what I did to her. I ate your girlfriend. I ate her all up. And then I smacked my lips afterwards. And I howled. Oh no, 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 no. Stop trying to reason with me. Stop trying to... What? What? What's your plan? Are you going to handle me? Are you going to subdue me? Are you going to pin me against the wall? Oh, shame. Oh, darling, that's not going to happen. That is not what's going to happen. Not. Because I know what I am. And I know what you are. You're my mate. And I am done letting everything get in the way of that. Now, I admit, I don't know all the little details about being a werewolf. I don't know anything. But I do know that you're my mate. And I... Oh, I'm a wolf. And you're my mate. I'm a wolf. And you're my mate. I'm a wolf and... I'm sorry. What am I sorry for? This. I hated to do that. I don't want to hurt you. But I needed you to stop. I need. I need to get you alone. I need to make you a wolf. I need to make you like me. I just have no idea how to do that. But I'll figure it out. I'm going to make you like me. And then you'll feel it. Then you'll understand, and then... You'll realize that we're mates. You'll know that you're my mate. You'll know that I'm your mate. You'll know that. I need to get you alone. I need to get you away from here, and I need to figure this out. I love you. And soon you'll realize that you love me too. I just need to figure it out. That's all. That's all I have to do. I just have to love you and figure out how to make you a wolf. That's all I need.